This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 20th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing fantastic. Double the trouble, double the fun in the house right now. And I think this is the first time I ever get to talk about veto results. Like, little spoiler alert, we might have half the veto results. So I'm looking forward to that, definitely. I'm just excited to be here.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 45 in the house, and we've got two sides to talk about. We've got one house. We've got, I guess, not a house, but a yard. Yes. Also, we've got a house and a yard.
An inside and an outside. I know. Yeah. Amazing.
A lot went down yesterday. So you're not going to want to miss this one. There's a lot of moves that are being made, a lot of planning for the future, a lot of setup for how the rest of this game might play out in future weeks. So let's just get right to it. Let's just go right in. We're going to do the same thing we did yesterday. We're going to split this into two. First, we're going to be inside, and then we're going to be outside. So we'll start with the slightly simpler position here. Michael's HOH, pretty simple. He's targeting Jasmine. He intends to put Jasmine and Monty on the block. Him and Brittany talked about the potential of sending Monty out because they can if they want to. But they decided, you know what? We're probably just going to end up sending Jasmine out as long as she doesn't win the veto. So that's been their plan. It's pretty simple. This group, of course, is Michael, Brittany, Jasmine, Monty, and Taylor. Those are the five people inside in the house. So Michael starts the day pretty much just letting Jasmine know, yes, you are going to be going up on the block. He has already told her that the target is Monty. That is a lie. She was like, well, who's going up next to Monty? Obviously, it's not going to be Brittany, so it's going to be me or Taylor. He didn't tell her the night before. He is going to tell her this morning. He says, you know, it's going to be you. You know, Taylor's been on the block a bunch of times. You haven't been on the block before. Doesn't really matter who goes up initially because we're all voting out Monty. And if Monty wins the veto, as you said, I'm not putting up Brittany. So it would just be you versus Taylor anyway. So might as well just be you up on the block right now. And Jasmine's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then sort of no further discussion about, oh, well, but what would happen in that circumstance if Taylor and Jasmine were on the block? We just sort of like move on past that. And Michael is very committed to, yes, Monty, 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 Monty.
Yes. So really, this is like the extent of Jasmine's involvement in the day for the most part. I mean, there's not much she can do and there's not much that she really is doing for the most part. She does have like conversation with Brittany. She's talking to people, but you know, these are four people that are pretty locked in against her right now. And she's not exactly the kind of player that I would expect to be able to like really talk like Michael and Brittany into taking out Monty over her. As far as I'm aware, she genuinely actually thinks that they are going to be voting Monty over her. So I don't think she even knows she needs to be doing anything.
Mm-hmm. I would say her conversation, both with the one with Michael and then her campaigning to Brittany later, were just complete nothing burgers. Like it definitely did not move the needle at all whatsoever. Of course, Jasmine gives her usual spiel of like, when you watch this back, you'll see that I never said anything bad about you and I always had your back. And that's not going to do anything. Of course, it's not going to do anything when you have people that are so vehemently opposed to you. So, yeah, it's pretty set in stone.
Yeah. So this is part of the interesting thing about having two separate games going on at the same time. I'm assuming nothing else really happened much before nominations inside, especially because the feeds weren't really on the inside for the most part for the rest of the day before noms. On the inside, because some things are happening outside that we'll get to. Michael is going to nominate officially Jasmine and Monty. And things again go pretty normally here. They go as planned. It's all fine. Again, feeds are on the outside for the most part during the day as all of this is going down here. But Monty and Jasmine officially now on the block.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They feeds come back. They're just making some food, you know, just chilling.
Not much happening.
Nothing happening.
So, and this is the weird part about like separating them out, but like this is the day on the inside. It's quiet. It's very just like nothing much is going on. And then the feeds go down again for the nominations for the outside because they're doing it at a separate time. Mm-hmm. And then they come back. And still not much happening inside. There's some stuff happening outside, but not much inside. So be prepared because there's all this stuff to talk about outside that we'll get to pretty shortly at this point. Then the feeds go down again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what is happening? It's just to keep going down because, you know, I guess, you know, if something is happening on one side, the feeds need to be down for all sides, which, you know, there's probably the amount of people they have to operate cameras or whatever. But still, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Feeds go down again. What is happening? Are they playing the veto, perhaps? Maybe because they're playing two vetoes that they're doing one the night before. Yes, that is exactly what's happening. The feeds were down for the inside veto. So we actually do have some movement here finally that Brittany is going to win the inside veto. Just like that. It's all That's locked right. up.
And it's done. Okay.
Then that's the day inside. No, there's a little bit more. There's a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it sparked, you know, conversations about like, okay, now that our week is set in stone, what do we think is happening on the outside and how is that ultimately going to impact? I mean, you know, Michael and Brittany run through a little bit of the scenarios of what would happen, but they're set on Jasmine. So in terms of the target this week, Brittany's not going to use the veto. Noms are going to stay the same and Jasmine will leave, barring something absolutely wild happening in the house, the inside house. Yes, the house, just the house. Can I just say the house? The inside people.
The insiders.
The insiders and the outsiders.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's. I feel like we can be fast and loose with the names here.
Yeah.
So yes, Brittany wins the veto. We have a pretty good idea that it was probably stay or fold, which is interesting because it has implications for the outside that are not great necessarily for any rooting interests. But basically, they haven't really done stay or fold in a while because it's very easily gameable. It's especially as a veto competition, although I guess HOH competition, same. But like you, if you have a specific person you don't want to win, then you can pretty easily prevent them from winning. pretty much.
Right, exactly. We saw this play out in Big Brother 16 is like the first time I really remember that strategy being utilized so heavily, where essentially you have, if you have one person on the outs or, you know, one or two people on the outs, the majority alliance can just agree upon one person always staying in the competition and everyone else folding. So then therefore, for the outside person to get a point, they would have to, one, both stay in the competition, so not fold, but also have a closer estimate to the items, because it's the one where it's like they get a group of items and then they have to guess how many items are in that lump of things. And so it's so easily gameable for a big alliance in this situation.
Yes. Now, the difference is, and I think, you know, they haven't done this comp in a while. So it is very possible that, you know, you kind of need to prep for it ahead of time, mm-hmm. unless you're going to be making like active call outs during the comp. So I think that's why they felt safe doing it, that like I don't think anybody's talked, like it used to be, you know, I think the last time that this was like 18, it used to be like every season there was always like, okay, if it's stay or fold, this is the strategy. Every season for years and years, been a little while now, haven't really heard people talk about the strategy lately. They probably felt like, okay, I think we're safe to do it. And they're probably right, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to be very curious to hear. I mean, because I didn't hear any talk in the house after the veto was played about that strategy of Michael being like, oh, well, I stayed every time, like, you know, just in case, or I fold, you know, you folded every time, whatever. So I don't think that they necessarily did game that. But Michael also has a very, you know, there's players in the house that have a very strong working knowledge that may have, even if they're not talking about it, done something. But we'll see.
Yeah, I know that Brittany was ready for this comp, but like again, it's like, if you really want to game it to prevent one person from winning, it needs to be a collaborative effort. So anyway, Michael and Brittany are going to celebrate about her competition win. Very, very nice. Very great. The plan is we get rid of Jasmine. They get rid of Alyssa. Just leftover Strong. We get rid of Jasmine. They get rid of Joseph. Perfect. Kyle's the target. If we get rid of Jasmine, they get rid of Kyle. Well, maybe Turner can be the target. You know, Taylor's kind of about both Kyle and Turner. So maybe even if Kyle does leave, we can use Turner as kind of like the shield for us. Because, you know, we're not sure how Turner would react to Kyle making a move. He's very suggestible, so we don't really know like how much they can trust him. You know, like what if he comes back, if Joseph is gone, how does Turner feel about that? They come back and Kyle is gone. How does Turner feel about that? Does he jump to their side or does he stick with that other group? They don't have any real idea. He's just been a very kind of like neutral player for the whole game. And so they're not really feeling like they can trust anything when it comes to Turner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Turner is very passive apart from the week when he was HOH, but then even that circumstance, he was kind of like forced by it, not forced, but a ton of people were like, yes, 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 do this, do this, do this. And he was kind of the one being like, okay, but like, I'll do it, but you guys got to back me up. And then we haven't really seen anything from him kind of since then. Like, I have no idea where his head is at because I've never heard him articulate his game. And I think another thing that they're considering is the fact that And Brittany mentions this, they're all stuck outside together for a week in essentially a have not like situation, which has the tendency to really bond people. So even if they try to predict, okay, this was Turner's relationships before going into the backyard, now after having been there for a week, things could change because of the harsh conditions that they're put under.
Mm-hmm. So best case scenario for them is Joseph leaves on the other side. And that's because they've decided let's commit to building with Monty and Taylor, because Taylor has talked about what if like the four of us, Brittany, Taylor, Michael, Monty, you know, made something solid here plus Joseph. And they're like, that sounds great. If it was actually minus Joseph. So let's just prep for the potential minus Joseph situation and lock in with Monty and Taylor. And then again, if Joseph ends up staying And Kyle is also there, then, oh yeah, we're totally leftovers. And we can hopefully still use Kyle out in front of us. We still have Terrence as a leftover, non-leftover person. And if Kyle leaves, then we have to try and push it on Turner. That's, you know, worst case scenario, because Turner's not a huge threat, but they are skeptical of Turner. And then if Joseph leaves, perfect. Now it's all about targeting Kyle. So that's why, just really just locking it in, that's why they really feel like keeping Monty, taking out Jasmine is the right call. And so Michael's going to talk to Monty and let him know, like, hey, I think we need to talk with Brittany and Taylor about, you know, locking something in. I think we need to discuss our options about, like, what happens if something goes wrong on the other side. And Monty is like, well, I hope nothing goes wrong on the other side, but you're right. We should talk.
Right. And so then ultimately later, I mean, there ended up being kind of several conversations, but about, okay, let's run through the options depending on what happens on the other side. Right. And this is, they can have these conversations in part because their side is just so locked in and so done. So because that is out of their minds, they're like, okay, wrap that up. We're done with that. Now we can start to plan for those next weeks. And I can't even tell you how many times I heard Brittany say something like along the lines of like, okay, but like, just in case something happens, like us three, or, you know, us locked in for 3 weeks, like we've all got each other, we can have each other's backs. And so clearly they're gonna, I think Michael and Brittany are gonna work really hard to really try to establish something solid this week.
Yeah. So Brittany does talk to Taylor, and they have sort of a rehashing of a conversation they had a little while ago, which was that Taylor's kind of asking Brittany, like, you know, what's going on with you and Michael? Like, have you guys locked in a final two yet? And Brittany says, no. I think he knows that I know that everybody knows that he beats me in the end. And I think that we both know that if we get to the final three, we need to take a shot at him. And Taylor's like, yes, I agree. And they need to be taking each other to the final two. And Taylor is all about that. Brittany says, I think that we both know that whoever is the one to take the shot at Michael gets a big boost. So if either of us beat Michael in the final three, that person takes out Michael. That person probably wins. But at least if we lose that comp, we're getting second place, right? Taylor's like, yes. And Brittany says, another thing, and this is important. We can't go to the end with Monty or Joseph or Turner, certainly not Kyle, because they are the four, the core four that created the alliance. And they're going to get all of the credit for everything the leftovers did for having created that alliance. This is an argument that Michael made to Brittany last week based on the information that Kyle told Michael. And she is now relaying this to Taylor in an attempt to get Taylor even more locked in with her and Michael, that we cannot be in the end with any of the four that are in the pound, essentially, because they will get all the credit for having created the leftovers and, you know, essentially steamrolled the season. And Taylor's like, that's a really good point. I completely agree.
Also, we should have a final four with Joseph. That was also mentioned. I think Taylor floated the idea like, oh, we haven't talked about it concrete. And I can't remember exactly the order, but she was like, well, you know, I've floated this idea, but we haven't talked about it concretely about like that being the final four. And I mean, you know, Brittany and Michael are thinking like, well, if Joseph is gone, we don't even have to deal with this situation.
Right. Because from Taylor's perspective, again, it was like the four with Monty plus Joseph. But she would prefer Joseph in the final four to Monty. So like from her perspective, it's like Monty at five, Joseph at four. And Michael and Brittany are like, that's not realistic. But hopefully we don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we've sown enough seeds that infighting war will happen earlier, and that's never going to happen.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So they are discussing their final two once more. Taylor is going to talk with Monty as well. Monty says we should talk about what happens if things don't go well on the other side. Taylor says, I'm very concerned that things are not going well on the other side. Some of the questions that I'm receiving are kind of indicating to me that perhaps things are not going well on the other side. Oh, no. That's some ominous foreshadowing for the next part of the update.
Oh, what a plot device.
So Brittany and Michael are going to briefly talk as well. They also are going to talk about how, okay, worst case scenario, we do always have all of this info to dump on Kyle. We can always rat Kyle out about all the things he's told us and all the things that he says he wants to do to break up the leftovers. That's worst case scenario if, like, leftovers are strong and then Monty or whoever doesn't decide to take out Terrence and they do decide to take a shot at them first, they can always just dump that info on Kyle and hope that that works. And at this point, it might, because the relationship with Kyle has been tarnished with most of the leftovers. So that's all the planning. They are finally going to come together, Taylor, Monty, Brittany, and Michael. And they talk about how they don't trust Kyle moving forward. He hasn't done anything to prove that they can trust him at this point. He hasn't won an HOH. He hasn't done, every step of the way, he's done the right thing for his game and not for the Alliance's game. They don't trust Turner either. He's been playing too neutrally. They don't know where he stands, and they think that he will ultimately end up standing with Kyle. So if the other side comes back without Joseph, you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world in terms of like our side versus their side. They feel pretty good about their side winning the comps over the other side. Kyle, Turner, Terrence, and Alyssa versus them. Mm-hmm. It's not that bad. So that's kind of how they feel. If Alyssa is the one that, like, if she wins the veto and that's how she saves herself, that's another story. Then we'll probably stay true to the leftovers. We'll take out Alyssa next. But if Joseph is gone because and she didn't win the veto, that's a whole other story. Taylor mm-hmm. says that she would be ruined if Joseph leaves this week. It took them a bit to finally connect, but now he's the only one on the other side that she can trust. The only one, of those people on the outside that she feels she has and she can trust. They also kind of wonder/hope. Hey, maybe Terrence will go after Kyle for them. And from Michael and Brittany, they're like, oh yeah, wouldn't that be great? But secretly they're like, I hope that he actually goes after Joseph though. But from Monty and Taylor, they're like, maybe, right? Because he did pick them last.
Right. And I mean, there's still a lot of that, of what Kyle did last week with not using the veto, is still continuously discussed. The pool table conversation specifically mm-hmm. is brought up. And I mean, you can, from this conversation, obviously Kyle is in a bad spot, right, with them anyway. If things go according to plan and Alyssa goes home, he's still, right, not in necessarily their good graces because of the way that he's been playing. So just keep that in mind. Kyle is in a bad spot anyway.
Yeah. If Alyssa leaves on the other side, Kyle is either the first or second person out from the leftovers for sure. So Taylor is going to talk to Brittany after. They feel good about how that conversation went. They agree that Monty is a good player to work with. They have a good path to the final five now. They hug. They're excited. Everything's going well. Inside, everyone's happy, excited about the game. It's such a great place to be. Michael and Monty are going to briefly talk as well about, again, targeting Kyle next week or soon. Michael says he's almost glad to have a reason to target somebody within the seven because he didn't have one before. And so now they have a reason to, and we know how much Monty loves reasons. Mm-hmm. So Monty's like, you're totally right. He says, and Michael goes on to say, continuing to throw Kyle under the bus. Like, man, I think part of it too is that, like, Kyle's always talking to me about how he started the Alliance. It was him that did it. And so I think he probably feels like he should have more say in the Alliance. And Monty's like, wow, I hadn't heard him say that before. That's, oh man. And so, just really, really just driving the nail, deep, deep, deep down.
Exactly. I mean, this is a lot of groundwork to prep for next week. It really, I mean, solid seeds being planted here.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the day on the inside. Again, very much just solidifying. Jasmine is almost a lock to go home at this point. Mm-hmm. The four of Michael, Brittany, Monty, and Taylor are solidifying as a four, bonding and locking in that they're basically no matter what happens on the other side, Kyle's gone next, unless Alyssa is there specifically because she won the veto. Then Alyssa's next, then Kyle's next, yeah, probably.
Exactly. If Alyssa wins veto, business as usual. Like, there's every single different scenario played out. But I think what is absolutely clear is what you're saying, Taryn, is that like that group of four, they're really working to like strengthen something there, which I think is really important.
Yes. So let's head outside. Let's go to the outside world.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you chose?
That's the BB5 transition music.
Yeah, okay.
So we head outside and we're rewinding time. It's back to the morning. Nominations haven't happened. And we got to reset you from what happened outside the night before. And that's that Terrence wants to target Joseph. And yesterday on the update, I talked about how, you know, things started like okay for Joseph. You know, like okay, he wants to target Joseph. Not great. Okay, that's not great. But he wants to put up Kyle and Alyssa to start. Okay, mm-hmm. That's not bad. He tells that to Turner. Then he talks to Alyssa and she talks him into Kyle and Joseph on the block. Ooh, that's a blow. That's a blow. Things are getting worse for Joseph, but that's still not the worst in the world, right? The worst is Turner and Joseph, because you still have the available option of Turner winning the veto, using it on Joseph, forcing Alyssa on the block next to Kyle. There are still some outs here for Joseph. I even said yesterday that there's a chance that Kyle might make another push to try to keep himself off the block. And that is exactly what Kyle is going to do here in the morning of day 45. And he starts with Alyssa. I want to preface this by saying I'm very annoyed about the outside situation. It's very difficult to hear conversations. You don't get a lot of like, you don't get a lot of back and forth. You don't get a lot of like reaction because all the conversations you're having outside are, first of all, and like trickling what, and then they're whispering like,
oh my God.
And they can't give any like big facial reactions because everybody can see them mm-hmm. all the time. So it's just like, it's just like the most neutral, boring conversations. It's very annoying. Anyway,
mm-hmm. Yeah, this Kyle Alyssa conversation, I was like, Terrence, if you do not turn off the water right now, right? I swear to God, I can't hear a thing. Anyway,
so Kyle is talking to Alyssa as Terrence is walking back and forth, running water. What do you think happened with the Amira vote? What do you mean? He says, well, listen, got some things for you. What's happening? What is Kyle talking about? Oh no. Let me explain. Back during the Amira week, Joseph was really sketched out by Amira and he was talking to me and Monty and Turner. And he was saying, that like he knew about old school. Amira told him about old school and, he was like, oh my God, we need to do something about this. And he flipped the whole house, Joseph, him and Monty. He got us together and then they pulled in Michael, Brittany and Taylor and we became an alliance. And we took out Amira and we took out Nicole. And the plan that week was to take you out, Alyssa, but me and Daniel used the veto. They didn't want us to. And then we took out Nicole. We took out Daniel. And then again, last week, they wanted to take you out again, but I didn't use the veto. And so now they're really pissed at me because twice I've gone against them. Now I'm on the outs. Now I'm on the outs, mm-hmm. and I'm in trouble. And if I go up on the block and Turner wins the veto, he's using it on Joseph and you're going up on the block next to me. She's like, what? And he's like, yes. So I need to not go on the block. She's like, well, what do we do? She's like, well, we got to talk to Terrence. She's like, yeah, we got to talk to Terrence. Okay. Like, should I tell him this? She's like, yeah, I think so. She's like, okay, I'm going to go take a shower and run some water to give you cover to talk to Terrence. Oh, I'm so happy about this.
Think of a different distraction. Ideally, a very silent one.
The frustration here, of course, is that like we barely get a reaction from Alyssa really through most of the day because you can't really react. You can't really do much here. That said, I mean, she takes it very well. And I think this is sort of like part of the insidiousness of like this relationship dynamic is that I think that Alyssa's reaction is mostly positive because instead of being like, wow, you've been lying to me for weeks, it's more like, oh, thank God you're no longer lying to me for weeks. And like the pain that I've been feeling of you treating me poorly because you're lying to me is now gone. And what a relief that is. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And just so happy that now we can actually work together mm-hmm. and talk game together and not have to have this sort of awkward relationship when it comes to actually what's happening in the game. And so, you know, I know we talked about like, oh, maybe last week would have been the best time. I think this is the second best time. And also because she has to have a more muted reaction. I think that almost helps as well for the news to go over well.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, this is the sort of thing I think that you know, is sort of like the initial reaction. I think that like if more details come out, if she's able to have more conversations later, I think that, you know, we may see more questions and what was happening during that whole period of time again?
I don't know, because when Kyle was trying to theorize about like, he was talking with Alyssa on the hammock, I think. And he was like, well, what do you want to do next week? She was like, no, let's just get through this week. She didn't even want to talk about any potential options for next week. So I don't know. It felt very much like, yes, she had to have the muted reaction because she was outside. And then also she just maybe wouldn't have had a strong reaction anyway, because I don't know how much she cares that much about the game.
Yeah, well, Kyle is going to talk to Terrence, not while she's taking a shower, thankfully. He explains the whole thing to Terrence as well. He talks mm-hmm. about Amira telling Joseph about an alliance called Old School that you were in, Terrence, apparently. And then they flipped it on Amira, and then last week was supposed to be Alyssa, but he didn't use the veto. He says, Monty and Joseph have been running the game ever since that Amira week. Turner is with them. He's loyal to them. And he runs through the whole situation. And Terrence is like, oh my God, Kyle, I really appreciate you telling me this because it's filling in a lot of gaps for me. Because remember, Terrence is the only person left who had any idea that anything was even happening at all. Because Daniel was the one that said these seven people are in an alliance working together. Mm-hmm. But at times he didn't count Kyle in with them. And so Terrence has still been under the impression that they are probably still working together to some degree. But he's, I think without Daniel's sort of pushing, he's sort of slowly been falling off of it. But now Kyle's reiterating everything that Terrence already kind of had been thinking before because of Daniel, but with all of the pieces fitting together. And I will say, like, appropriate response from Terrence. Like, oh, you're filling in a bunch of gaps for me. Thank you so much. This is great information. Instead of being like, I knew it!
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So he's very pleased. He goes on to explain that, like, hey, so Joseph and Monty, they convinced you to join their bestie group because they knew that they'd have the votes to send you out if you all went up on the block. And Terrence is like, oh my God, So I really messed up when I threw that Otev veto. And he's like, yeah, Monty knew about that. He's like, oh my God. Oh, and he's, I feel like a fool. And Kyle goes on to explain. So now you know why I can't go up on the block. He's like, what do you mean? Turner, if he wins the veto, will use it on Joseph and force Alyssa up next to me. And he's like, why would he do that? Because they're in an alliance together. They're in that alliance. I'm on the outs now. You saw how mad Taylor was at me when I didn't use the veto, right? You know how on the outs I am. He's going to choose Joseph over me. It's not that Turner is like untrustworthy. It's just that he's loyal to that alliance and I am on the outs of it. And Terrence is like, you're right. I can't put you up. It's got to be Turner and Joseph.
I mean, Terrence was so primed to hear this information because he was the guy last week who was like, there's something going on. I need, you know, Taylor to force her hand so that she has to show what's going on. So because of all that suspicion that's sitting in the back of his mind, when Kyle finally talks about everything, and I mean everything, including the festy bestie situation of it all, I think that that is, I mean, that's everything that Terrence needs to hear. I think it's totally sitting right with him. It's totally, like you said, filling in all the gaps. And I think the moment that that conversation happened, it was like, oh, he's set now. I mean, I feel very strongly that Terrence's opinion, based on how he and when he received this information, was incredibly impactful for convincing him that Joseph and Turner need to be the ones on the block and one of them has to go home this week.
Yeah. And so this is the play by Kyle. He is going to rat out the leftovers to both Alyssa and Terrence in order to prevent himself from going on the block, to prevent that scenario that we talked about yesterday, the one that he's talking about where Turner wins the veto and perhaps uses it on Joseph instead of him, in order to make sure that Alyssa leaves. And if this works, if Terrence nominates Turner and Joseph, then it basically guarantees that one of them will go home this week. Because if Joseph wins the veto and say Kyle goes up on the block, Alyssa votes out Turner, Joseph votes out Kyle, Terrence breaks the tie and evicts Turner. If Turner wins the veto, same story. One vote on Joseph, Terrence breaks the tie, Joseph leaves. The only way for both of Turner and Joseph to stay this week if they go up on the block together is if the one of them wins the veto and they convince Terrence to flip back to their side and break the tie in their favor. So these initial noms are very important, and Kyle has struck a mighty blow here to get them locked in his benefit early.
Mm-hmm. And additionally, on top of this, in the conversation, Kyle says to Terrence, look, I've got Michael and Brittany. So you, me, Michael, Brittany, Alyssa, that's 5 out of the 8 people remaining. So one, not only are you doing something good this week to take out someone that's in a majority alliance, but now you're brought in to the new majority alliance. So not just are you guaranteed safety now, but also in the future. And that's just such a strong pitch. That how do you not go along with that, especially for Terrence, who has been perpetually on the outs?
Yes. And Terrence, who already feels like he had an arrangement with Michael where they were both going to be going after big targets, he thinks that Michael is in the process of taking out Monty right now. And when Kyle says, yeah, Michael is with me, he's willing to take these shots. It confirms what Terrence already thought. And what Kyle is pitching is now that, yeah, it's him, Alyssa, Michael, Brittany, Terrence, and both Joseph and Monty will be taken out. So it will be those 5 versus Jasmine, Taylor, and Turner. And Terrence is then placed in that sweet spot of between two pairs. It's such a juicy offer for DJ Showtime.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And so this is just, I mean, look, they might be in the backyard in semi-have-not status, but this is the greatest VIP gift that anyone could receive as the HOH if it ends up coming true, or at least that's what Terrence is thinking will happen. So, I mean, This was a slam dunk pitch from Kyle.
Yep. And this, yeah, the people are asking, that was this the nuclear option you were talking about yesterday? Yeah. Kyle, he hit the button. He sent the nukes out.
Yes.
And the problem is that Joseph and Turner have not yet realized that the missiles are on the way, and they have not sent theirs out yet.
Yes. Okay. So this is like, I'm so interested to hear your perspective on this, because as soon as that conversation ends, or is there anything else you want to say about that conversation?
No, that's
great. Yep. So that conversation ends immediately. Turner comes over to talk to Terrence. And I was listening for any little thing that was like, okay, are you going to give it away that you understand? Because I mean, you have a very long conversation with Kyle and Terrence in the open that you can watch happen.
And it's worth noting, Kyle is like counting on his fingers. Like, yes. Oh, like he is like, this looks like it's a strategy conversation.
Yes, exactly. They're like close together, kind of huddled over. This is not a, oh, we're talking about which animal would win in a fight type conversation. This is like, we are genuinely talking about game here. And so then when Turner comes to talk to Terrence, you know, definitely alluding to like, oh, well, you know, if putting Kyle up is still the plan, you know, I've always got your back in case putting Kyle up is still the plan. I appreciate you keeping me safe. Like, he's really pushing this heavy. And the fact that he did it immediately after, I mean, I have to imagine that Turner sensed something was up with Kyle.
Mm-hmm. This is the pitch I wanted Joseph to make. And the thing too is that like I feel Joseph would have been able to get away with it too. Like if Joseph comes back to the inside and says, "Look, I'm sorry, but I had to rat out the leftovers to Terrence in order to get Kyle out," I think they would have been like, "Great job, Joseph. Now join us and we'll take the rest of them out." Unfortunately, though, not going to be the case. So, yeah, Turner talks to Terrence and Terrence does not give away that anything has happened. Turner, he says, "Is anybody saying anything about me?" Terrence says, "No, everything's fine.
Yeah, it's all good. Yep. Kyle's still the plan. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Joseph talks to Terrence. And Terrence also doesn't tell Joseph anything. And Joseph is unfortunately continuing down the path of like, lying to Terrence about what's been going on. And now Terrence knows that all of these things are lies, and it's just sinking him further and further. And it's hard to watch here.
Yeah, it was definitely felt like nail after nail in the coffin as Joseph continued to talk about previous weeks, about trying to explain what had happened and, you know, Indy versus Terrence of it all. Meanwhile, Terrence knows every single piece of this is a lie. And so because he's doubling down on it, it's making things so much worse for Joseph here. And it's so funny for the man who just like gamed. He gets put outside, takes a break for like a couple hours, and Kyle has already made this pitch, which totally screws him over.
Oh man. And it's so like, if last week, if they had just dropped the five swatters immediately, targeted Alyssa from jump, like they had so many options and they screwed it up. So Terrence is going to talk to Kyle and Alyssa. He's like, they're panicking now. They're panicking. Terrence is so happy. He's on the inside. And he's even gonna do the thing later where it's like, you know what? I'm not gonna tell him who I'm nominating. And then I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, last second, you know, things changed. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Have a taste of your own medicine. Leftovers.
He's so happy. And he took off his tattoos also. So, you know, it's really just living the high life.
No more tattoos. Yeah. So Kyle and Alyssa reconvene. I think it worked. All right. Mm-hmm. Kyle then starts to talk a little more game with Alyssa. First of all, he tells her that he lets her know that like a little more about the leftovers, lets her know that Joseph has been pushing for her to leave for weeks. She's like, what? Why? Mm-hmm. It's like, he thinks you're a huge threat. She's like, what? It's like, oh man. He also talks some more about Michael and Brittany. And he says, obviously we need them, but I am a little concerned. Michael, he's a huge threat. Like, he's playing a perfect game right now. First of all, I don't really understand the decisions he made with the teams. Like, why didn't he pick me? Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening there? I actually think that Michael has a very good explanation for his picks that he can make to Kyle once they reconvene. But Kyle doesn't see it. Like, obviously, I think, first of all, you can say to Kyle, well, I needed you on the other side to protect Alyssa. If you're not there, Alyssa goes. Mm-hmm. Second, I needed Monty as a backup target on my side, and I didn't want you to be my backup target. Mm-hmm. But Kyle's not thinking about that. So he's won all these comps. Nobody's coming for him. He has Indy's jury vote locked in because he'd had that sympathy vote. I'm also concerned that, like, the four on the other side, they're going to, like, really bond this week without us. They're going to come in. They might be, like, super bonded and strong together. Like, that's really concerning. I hope that he knows that he has to choose us over Monty and Taylor because he can't beat Monty and Taylor. He has to choose us. And this is when you know in the Big Brother game or a Survivor game or whatever that you are in trouble. If you are ever in a situation where you are saying the people with all the power have to choose our side, right? They have to choose us. That means you're in trouble. You should be the one choosing.
I can't get over how Kyle went from in between the Pound and Brittany, Michael and Taylor to now being the one. Like, how did you play yourself? You played yourself. Like, you're now out of position. Freaking whatever, Kyle. It's fine. And now, like, realizing that, oh, and by the way, like, you just ratted out everything about the leftovers to Terrence. Not even, like, picking and choosing pieces. Like, you just kind of word vomited it all out there. So, choices. But, I mean, look, it's going to save him this week. But that's what I'm saying is that, like, I've seen a lot of people really criticize the move from Kyle. But, like, he's already in such a bad position anyway. Mm-hmm. Why would, to me, it makes total sense that he would do something like this, because he's going to save somebody who will always be by his side, always 100% of the time in fighting for Alyssa.
And this week only further, like, proves, like, what a great decision it was to keep Alyssa last week. You know, that if Indy is here instead of Alyssa in this 5-person group, like, Kyle's screwed. I liken this, like, watching Kyle this week is sort of like, it's sort of like when you're playing a video game and, like, you fall off the cliff, but then you do something, like, really impressive to give yourself, like, an extra 5 seconds before you die. And you're like, oh, look at what I just did. Oh, and now I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, you're already falling down the cliff. Okay. Like, that piece has already happened.
Sorry. Maybe like 10 seconds more of life.
Like, I don't know what you expected him to do. Like, he's already in such a bad spot. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so funny. Freaking Kyle, man.
I tweeted this out because it's like, it really is that, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Kyle was in the position where he was in the middle. I've said it a bunch of times. He is the best positioned player by far. And he took a look at the multiple paths in front of him. And he said, no, I'm just not going to do these ones over here on the left. Because, you know, what if they're like the cookout? You know, I don't think I can trust that. I feel more comfortable over here with the non-players of color. I just feel like this is a better place for me. I'm only going to focus on these paths. And he intentionally cut himself off at the knees. Now look at where he is. Like, he is now on this one track path, you know, going down, and he's having to pull off these, like, ridiculous moves to even just stay afloat.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And I think that is what is just, oh my God, so frustrating. He had such a good relationship with Monty, such a good relationship with Joseph. Why? Why? I mean, I guess we know why, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's really frustrating. So anyway, okay. So sure, he's going to do, like, this crazy move, and he's going to throw everybody under the bus, and there's going to be a lot of fireworks, and he's going to be able to keep him and Alyssa safe. And yes, he saved himself for this week, but let's say he doesn't do that. Let's say Alyssa goes, then, as we just talked about earlier, he's either the first or second one out of the leftovers anyway. So I guess maybe he buys himself a little bit more time to win out or, like, build relationships, but he's just, like, digging himself in a hole and falling anyway. So it's like, doesn't matter.
Exactly. I think unequivocally, in my opinion, this was a fantastic move that Kyle made.
Yes. But
again, the problem is that it doesn't stop his downward trajectory. It gives him a small chance that now he can, if he wins that final eight HOH, he maybe has a chance to give himself a couple more weeks. He might be able to get there, but he has already ruined a bunch of relationships, potentially lost some jury votes. Like, he's already in a position where he's screwed. I think that he's in a better spot having ratted the leftovers out than he otherwise would be, but it's already this big downward trajectory because he did. He chose Michael over Monty. Monty, the guy that is so solid and loyal and absolutely would have just been his bro all the way down to the end. For Michael, the most devious cutthroat player in the game. And why? Because Monty is black. That's why. Because he was afraid that Monty would be too loyal to the other players of color. That's straight up just why it happened.
Oh my God. Despite the fact that you know that Monty was willing to throw Taylor under the bus so hard week one. So like, yeah, anyway, whatever. We've talked about this. It just comes out of nowhere. It's absolutely ridiculous. And like, we're seeing how this is so detrimental in multiple ways. Mm-hmm.
So Terrence is going to go ahead and nominate Joseph and Turner. It happens. The feeds come back to the backyard and dead silence.
It's the loudest silence I've ever heard. It's so uncomfortable.
Turner is just kind of like, and Joseph is just kind of like sadly bench pressing.
The saddest bench press I've ever seen. Swole, but swole of sadness.
Kyle is he's just kind of sitting in the pool awkwardly, just kind of like looking at his feet. Alyssa gives Terrence a look. Smiles, he winks at her, and then they go take off the tattoos, and it's just, it stays silent for a long time here. Eventually, Terrence is going to talk to Turner, and Turner's going to be like, so what happened?
Terrence's explanation made no sense to me. I mean, I heard something about like something about Otev, like throwing the veto, and then something about facts, and then Terrence saying, I should have clarified with you. That's all I got. So I hope that you understood this more than I did.
Yeah. So my again, this was Terrence's attempt at being the leftovers and giving like a BS reason for why something flipped last second. So he's going to tell Turner, well, we were talking about, like, I was talking with Joseph about like throwing Otev, and you were like, facts. And so I was like, oh my God, Turner already knew about this. When did he know about this? Turner must be working with Joseph. Oh no. What if Turner uses the veto on Joseph? And then last second, I just made the call. I need to nominate Turner next to Joseph in case Turner uses the veto on Joseph, because he said facts when we were talking about this. And Turner is like, no. I just say facts all the time. That's just what I say. It didn't mean I knew it. I was just saying facts. Like, yeah, like it was just, I was just agreeing. And Terrence is like, oh, whoa, man, what a misunderstanding. Oh, well, now you're on the block. Sorry.
Oops. Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely not fire for Turner here. But I think the main takeaway is that Terrence is still keeping the secret, right? He is lying about the reason. And I think that that's sort of the main takeaway here. I still don't understand the reasoning, even with you explaining it. So I'm just going to say that that's what I'm taking away from this conversation.
I just like poor Turner now is just like, oh, I shouldn't have said facts, I guess.
It's because he said facts. He's going to change his filler words now. It's like,
who would have known that facts and fire would end up being an actual game mechanic in the Big Brother 24 season?
Yeah. Emergent strategy.
Oh boy. So that's Turner's explanation. And yeah, as you mentioned, Terrence not telling them that Kyle has told him anything at this point. Now that doesn't mean that he will continue to do that. I'm sure the second Terrence hits the block, he will be, you know, screaming it from the rafters. Hey, Kyle told me about the leftovers. Why isn't he on the block? But I don't think it'll matter. I think they'll put Kyle on the block anyway.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really matter either way.
He's also going to talk to Joseph, and Joseph's like, so me and Turner, eh? Mm-hmm. Thought it was going to be me and Kyle. And Terrence says, yeah, don't worry. Kyle's still the target. Yes. Just decided last minute, wanted to keep him off the block, keep him comfortable for the back door. So definitely want you to still win that veto. And Joseph's like, great.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
When there's five people, we all play in the veto. So, but okay, strategic.
Yeah, Terrence is also going to ask him about like the whole situation. He's like, so why did you vote to keep me last week? And again, unfortunately, Joseph is going to run through all of these lies that they prepared and that Terrence now knows are lies. So not helping his cause, unfortunately, is still at this point. So that's kind of what they're doing for now. Joseph and Turner are going to have a couple of conversations. There's a lot of speculation about like how much do they know / suspect about Kyle throwing them under the bus. And I can tell you right now, we don't really get an answer, at least a concrete answer. I think there's maybe a little bit of reason to believe that Joseph might have some suspicions, but he doesn't want to say them out loud. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of reason to believe that Turner might not have those suspicions, or at the very least is just like not going to say them because he knows that he will need Kyle and Alyssa to vote to keep him over Joseph. So Joseph is going to talk to Turner. He says, I think this is it for me, my dude. And Turner's like, same. And they agree they will not campaign against each other. They agree that they are loyal to the alliance. They will not rat each other out. They will not rat Kyle out or anything like that. But again, let's, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so for them, I mean, first of all, they recognize, look, they're both on the block. So the only way that they're going to be able to save the two of them is if first one of them wins the veto and takes themselves off, and two, they convince Terrence. And so part of what I'm wondering is if they're waiting to see, okay, what's going to happen with the veto results, and then maybe make a decision of whether or not they think it's worth pushing Terrence. But from what I've seen from Turner, I think Turner would be like, okay, final cut ties with Joseph. I just need to play to continue in the game. So I don't know how strongly, you know, he would fight to have like Terrence, Joseph, and Turner all work together.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the night. There's going to be some more conversations here and there, specifically Turner talking to Alyssa and Kyle. Basically like, you guys are going to keep me, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to talk a little bit about like working with Michael and Brittany moving forward. You know, Turner, who, you know, up until this point has very much been all about the leftovers, all about the pound, is now starting to be like, so what was that, Kyle, you were saying about, you know, wanting to do other things? 'Cause I'm down.
Yeah. Remember that time when I shot down doing anything before the 7? yeah, about that.
Yeah. Which is of course, not great. I think that, you know, it's, I think again, the only way forward for that, it's really going to come down to the veto.
Yeah.
We'll see if one of Joseph or Turner wins the veto, or maybe even if Terrence wins the veto, then I think obviously the door is open for a reverse throwing under the bus, pulling somebody out of the bus and then putting somebody else back in the bus, but under, and then we'll see.
And all out in the open in the backyard where everyone can see everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Kyle and Alyssa are also going to talk again about like how much they need Michael and Brittany. If they don't have Michael and Brittany, they are screwed. Have I got news for you? I don't know if you listened to the first half of this update, Kyle and Alyssa, but I'm pretty sure you're screwed.
Yeah, exactly. And that was what was so funny watching this happen, was seeing Kyle pull off this move for this week to keep them both safe, and then thinking that they have hope when they merge back together, and just knowing what's coming for them when the groups come back. So, oops.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where things stand at this time. We did not get a veto for the outsiders. We would, of course, have reason to believe that that will take place at some point today. So that's the big one, probably only in the sense that it decides whether Joseph or Turner are going to be evicted this week. So we will see what happens there. Of course, again, I think the biggest results are Joseph, Turner, or even Terrence winning the veto. Because if Joseph and or Turner are able to flip Terrence back around against Kyle and Alyssa, then having Terrence's support with either the veto or with them having the veto and just Terrence's tiebreaker vote would be enough to send one of Kyle or Alyssa out. I'm assuming Kyle at that point. If Kyle or Alyssa win the veto, then that's it for the week. Basically, Joseph will leave at that point, unless Joseph is somehow able to convince Kyle and Alyssa to keep him over Turner. I really don't see that happening.
No.
The only other piece of intrigue there, something we did mention yesterday, which is that, we mentioned it on the Q&A. If Kyle wins the veto, that exposes him to the other leftovers. Now, I don't think that should matter to him. I think that he should assume he is exposed because he is. And the second they walk in with Alyssa and no Joseph, they're going to be exposed. The second, even if the other side wasn't coming for him, even if the other side believed him and Terrence, all that means is that, like, okay, so Alyssa and Terrence go up on the block because we're all leftover strong, right? And then immediately Terrence exposes Kyle and he's the back door. Like, it doesn't matter. So you might as well just win this veto and lock things in my opinion. But he may feel the need to, you know, not win it in order to maintain his cover. But we will see. It will make a difference if he wins and doesn't use it versus if Alyssa wins or something like that. Again, we'll see what happens.
Well, because also based on the conversation that was being had by the insiders, which was, well, if Alyssa wins veto. And so that does make me wonder, well, if Alyssa wins veto, even though Kyle ratted them out and like the plan was to go for Joseph anyway, right? I mean, is that going to make a difference in how they, at least a subset of them, perceive what happened on the outside? So I do think that it definitely matters. But I can't envision a world where Joseph or Turner don't leave this week.
Yeah, it is definitely not looking good for Joseph and Turner, specifically Joseph. I would say that it's basically, especially because this is a competition that literally anybody can win, right? Like Terrence could absolutely win this competition. He is not disadvantaged in any way. In fact, the only person that's actually disadvantaged here is Joseph. If they decide to use the strategy to take him out, I don't think that they will. I don't think that they're going to be able to coordinate that. But at best, Joseph has a 1 in 5 chance at winning this, which means we probably have roughly a 1 in 5 chance that Turner goes home, and a 4 in 5 chance that Joseph goes home.
Oh, and everyone has now been nominated, by the way,
yes,
because Jasmine and Turner were both nominated this week. So that's a thing.
Everyone has now been nominated. Everyone on the cast except for Paloma has now been nominated.
And she'll hold that honor.
There you go. Paloma, unnominated.
Never nominated.
and that's what we have for the day. So of course the big thing here again is the veto competition for the outsiders. Once that happens, if Kyle or Alyssa win, the rest of the week is locked in place. Yeah. If one of the other three win, we have the smallest potential for intrigue, but you know, we'll have to wait and see if any of that actually comes through. More than likely, we are just going to see again that it is still pretty locked in place. But that's what we have for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds, including what happens with this veto competition. You can find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, playing games, watching episodes, all kinds of fun stuff over there. Make sure you also check out the latest Among Us video I posted with the infamous jester round. I even got to include a Liana reaction shot in it. Liana, one of the stars of the video.
It's always an honor to be featured, Taryn.
I loved that in the first round, it was like Puya was like, "Oh, me and Liana will never get to be like lovers in the game again." And then he was about to betray you for Peridium.
I know, but that always happens. I always get betrayed for Peridium. I think we know where his true allegiances lie. It's fine.
Oh, man. Well, make sure you check that one out over on YouTube. Follow and find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP and podcasting about Big Brother, chilling, enjoying the summer.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.